Blog Talk Radio.
Either your butt too big, or your pants too long, or your eyes too wide, or your head too strong. Either you got too much, or you got too much. Either your underwoman, or your ha. All those opinions gonna make you fake. Go on and brush it off, it's just a fake. Only thing that matters, I just need to know. You'll only find it in your heart and soul.
People gon' say.
Wow. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna do this beat. So when I call you out, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count, forget the dick, so the dudes can give me a score.
Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, I say I'm at it again. The twisted chance is on the fight. I got you, bitch, so you know you all right. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What did you cut from? Get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft thing, feminine. This is the soft thing, cunt. The cunt feminine, pussy from the fist. Philly, which is all cunt. Eat it for me, NYC. Jersey and DC. Welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft thing, cunt. Give it to me and pass the blunt.
I got trusted, back up my back for a ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I saw all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my girlfriend back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I tried every rapper she got. This shit still work for me. I'm damn bitch, so damn bitch.
How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app?
I-O, this is okay. Two pops, a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. Wait, you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the team. 877-393-4448. 877-393-4448.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign?
That's half the fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a vow on my disco stick. Don't think too much, this bus that click. Wanna take a vow on my disco stick. I never had a body, show me all the things. You show me in the switcher, I feel we got. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I will leave you, I never had a body to be like you. I never had a body to be like you. I never had a body to be like you. I never had a body to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I cop 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 cop
cop cop.
Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right?
They want you to save the date for the BHAP Conference 2018. Ball House and Pageant Communities, Conference on Leadership and Health Disparities. The theme, Having a Ball, Building Alliance, Leadership and Legacy. Thursday, September 27th, 2018 through Saturday, September 29th, 2018. Dallas, Texas. Registration opens July 1st, 2018. More information at www.aboundingprosperity.org. They want you to save the date. The Masquerade Ball. Date, September 29th, 2018. Time, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. LSS starts at 1 o'clock a.m. Location, Longhorn Ballroom, 216 Corner Street Road. Dallas, Texas, 75207. Commentators, The Icon, Zach Mizrahi, and Jay Blonick, along with legendary Deshaun Landon. Free all night. Categories include House with the Most Tested, $2,500. The Spectator, Best Dress, $200. Women's Body versus Femme Queen Body, one cash, $200. Sister versus Sister, two trophies, one cash. $250. Female figure performance, $500. Sneakers versus sneaker, $250. Performance as a house, $500. Female figure evening gown, $350. Female figure foot, eye, and bag, $500. Team realness, any realness, pair, only two per team, $400. Grand prize, Sun Queen face, the definition of beauty, $3,000. Mini grand, best dress, $1,000. Over to all runway, $400. Male figure foot and eyewear, $500. Butch Queen face, $700. The distinguished gentleman. Mini grand number two. Male figure sex siren, $1,000. They want you to save the date.
They want you to save the
date.
They
want you to save the date.
They want you to save the date.
They want you to save the date.
They want you to save the date.
Wake up, the sunshine is LaBeija, bitch. I'm a Taurus, so you know we're going hard as shit. Ain't no way I'm trying to deal, I'm on some profit shit. But at least you get to witness when I'm profiting. I got a full clip, I'm trying to make some hits. How you still trying to hate when you ain't got no win? Oh, you tripping, girl, you better go and tie your tip. I'm trying to bowl, getting no coins, time to dip, bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway, trying to mock grand prize. Come on, cut, nice try. Your boy claiming he no homer, but he cop blocking. I had to jump on IG so he could download me. I got a new single coming, plus the movie too. I wanna see what you gon' do when I come for you.
I'm a fat, you bitch, bum bitch, bitch toss slick, I'ma snatch your wig. I'm a fat bitch, suck some clit. If that bitch toss slick, I'll ambush the bitch. I'll run up the bitch, I'll gut the bitch. Had to fuck up the bitch, man, fuck this bitch. Won't fuck this bitch, but fuck this bitch. When I say but fuck, dig up the bitch. She was stuck up, my nigga stuck up the bitch. Still dragging her, so don't trick up the bitch. Get the combination to the state, crack the bitch. Lock the whole operation, choke hold the bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway, trying to mock grand prize. Come on, cut, nice try.
Yo, it's your boy Izzy Stars LaBeija. You're tuned in to Juicing with the J's, hosted by Jason LaBeija.
Good evening, and welcome to Juicing It with the J's. As the intro said, I am Jason LaBeija. So how the hell are you? How was your weekend? How was your Tuesday? We are a couple of hours away from it being Hump Day Wednesday. We have all made it to the middle of the week. Yes, how are we? How are you? Tonight will be many things. We're going to start off calm, cool, and collect. Then around the 11:30, 12 o'clock hour, we get a little risque, and we used to call that Butch Queen hour, but a lot of the Butch Queens don't like being called Butch Queen, so we're just going to call that man talk now. So around 11:30, 12-ish hour, we're going to have what we now call man talk. And in a man talk hour, we will be, hey, Jermaine, how are you? Hey, Red, how are you? Hello, Mala. In the man talk hour, we will be discussing, I saw a post earlier in the week, and it had to do with status, and it had to do with, I guess, someone made a post on an app, a sex app, or whatever app you want to look at it, and they were, they basically disclosed their HIV status, and someone basically said, or felt like, that they didn't approve of someone putting their status out before I knew their name. So basically they were saying, you told me your status and I don't even know your name. I basically felt like in 2018, I can respect the person that's more so going to tell their status than the person that you go out with, you've been dating for months, you've been sleeping with however you choose to sleep with them, protected or unprotectedly, and they never tell you their status, and then later on you find out that they were that way. We're going to also we're going to talk about terminology, good and bad terminology and stuff like that, because I recently learned a few weeks ago, and I'll share that story, that some of the terminology that I was using was wrong when it comes to certain things. So we're going to talk about that too. Of course, I know some of you are still caught up in that beef, if you really want to call that a beef, so I'm quite sure my partner in crime, and since I've already said my partner in crime, let me bring him on. For those of you that don't know, and please mind the gray, I'm looking a little rough because it is what it is. Justin, you are on the air, the yin to my yang, the pepper to my salt, the heavy to my D. Can I finish your intro before you finish talking, please? The heavy to my D, the petty, the P-E-T-T, the Y to my petty. Justin, you are now on the air. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. You could have got some just for men's for that gray.
But you know what? This is why he is the petty to my whatever. I could have got some just for whatever you just said for the gray. But in the 2018 going into 2019. I am okay with the gray because every single one of these gray hairs that I did not earn, one of my friends, maybe you or someone else, has stressed me. So for every one of these grays, it is attached to a friend or a situation that I've gotten through. That's a testimony. So that's why I am proud. I am proud of my gray. Hashtag be proud of your gray. As long as it's gray up here and not down there, I am okay with it.
But I'd rather have it down there as opposed to up on top.
Ain't nothing. Well, see, we might be getting a little mannish a little early, but oh well. Ain't nothing like going down on a man and you come up with gray hair. Taking gray hairs out your mouth. No, sir. No, ma'am. I'm not doing that. I'd rather have gray hair up here than gray hair down there.
Look, we're going to say that for the later part of the conversation because this conversation
will continue that in the manly hour. Yes, the manly hour. It is no offense to my trans sisters because you know I do love some of the girls. So if you choose to take part in Manly Hour, you are more than welcome to
the Manly Hour.
I guess somebody just said, I guess that meant all the girls ain't cunt, but oh well. So Justin, we barely talked about our summer because last week we had to deal with that fiasco in that place, and that shall not... Like, he shall not be named, that shall not be named anymore for me.
Well, here's the thing. The one thing I can say going ending this summer is that a lot of that has been let go. I know you said you talked to, you squashed it with that person. So it's good that you can go on to the rest of the year and that's closed. That's the door that's closed, and it's nothing negative, you know?
Right, because I don't want us to get off track. I mean, somebody once told me, and I'm a firm believer in this, that closure, people only want closure because closure is sometimes a way of reopening a door that you really didn't want to close. Because with some people, we don't get closure from, and. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with not getting close. Like, there were some situations and there were some people in my life that I never got. They didn't die. I don't know if they're alive or dead or whatever. But we never had a final come to Jesus moment. Like, well, bitch, I don't use, you don't use, one of those type things. We've never had one of those. It just is what it is. And then there are some people that you genuinely... You really don't want to close that door on them because you love them. I'm here to read.
Right.
And because you really don't want to close that door because you really felt like it was something there. And
mm-hmm.
with everybody, with everything that is going on, tomorrow is not promised. No, bitch, tonight is not promised.
Right.
Because you might woke up this morning, but tonight might be the night, the next hour might be the hour that you go. So with me, I have, one of the things that I did on that, I did it in the Dominican Republic, I did it in Cozumel, and I did it on this boat, on this cruise, is that I found a place where I could just be by myself, where I could woosah in, woosah out, and all the negativity of all the things that I was holding on to, I let go. I had to release because it wasn't healthy for me. And I felt like coming back from that cruise and letting that stuff go, it recharged my battery to the point where I'm okay with, bitch, if you don't like me, you don't like me. And it's nothing that I'm going to ever do to make you like me. And if I don't like someone, I don't have to broadcast
I don't have to be in the same space as them, nor do I have to be ugly with them.
Right. And it's just like, because God knows I am petty to the bone. God knows I am petty to the bone. I mean, I went back because I don't know if you do it. I went back like last week to listen to some of our shows here, some of our shows on when we were on Tens of Chop, and I had to like, bitch, if I didn't know me, I wouldn't like me. And then I had, because I'm like, bitch, did you really say that and just not care? And I'm like, yeah, I just didn't care. If they don't like you, they have a problem, not you. Exactly. And I'm just like, I'm okay. So
I know as far as relationships, I dealt with that for a little while back, but I watched it was an episode of Will and Grace that I watched, and it's been this last season that they had or whatever, and, you know, he was supposed to get married to the cop, and the whole situation, like being able to see things from somebody else's side and see a lot of the things that you thought that were meaningful to you, that you thought, you know, were trying to make the situation better. You know what I'm saying? Could have been something that was totally different from that person's vantage point. Could have been something different, and
right.
That closure aspect is one of those that fucked up situation to get over, because especially when you just don't know what the fuck you did wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just like that gnaws at you, but to be able to let that go and move past it, it takes a while. And I know that feeling, and those feelings are the longest to linger around. I think I'd rather go through a breakup, deal with some shit that is really violent and final, than deal with something where you have questions left. Because I'm one of those people that has to have answers. You know what I'm saying? This shit will gnaw the hell out of me.
And the sad and the funny thing is, Justin, I used to be one of those people that would sit and be like, well, what did I do? What could I have done? Or why? And it's like, and now I'm like, bitch, you sitting there wondering what you did, how you did, or why you did it, and they living their motherfucking life. And they ain't thinking about what you did or because nine times out of ten.
Or how you even feel.
Right, because nine times out of ten, it wasn't even you. And the sad, fucked up part about it, yes, this is a cussing show, so it is what it is. And the fucked up part about it is them bitches probably gave you warning signs. They threw up smoke signals. They probably
red
told
flag.
You every time that they saw you, bitch, I don't want to be around you. However they did it, they probably told you, I don't want to be around you. Why? Because I know that it's been people in my life, and if they're watching this, forgive me. Forgive me now. Because I know it's been people in my life that they've come around, and in my mind, I'm saying, why are you here? Why are you still here? When will you leave? And I know that, and that's probably why I'm single now, because I've done some fucked up stuff to some really pretty good people, but I was in a fucked up place when I did the fucked
but
up
here's
stuff
the thing.
Because I didn't really know how to appreciate this person or these people that really cared about me, if you understand what I'm saying.
But
so,
I understand
ahead.
What you're saying, but see, sometimes you have to be able to get that self-reflection. And because a lot of girls, to me, nowadays, they go from one situation. And I guess because with us being older, the process is I won't say slower, because we're more subject to sit in our situation before we hop out of a situation and go to something different. But you have to be able to look back and say, okay, well, what did I learn, or what can I learn, or what can I pull from this situation that made it bad, or whatever, you know, so I can actually work on myself. So when I start doing something new, it's something totally different. Not saying that anything is wrong with you, but maybe it was some things you could have worked on, or how you addressed it, or how you reacted. You know what I'm saying? So, it's one of those things, like, you almost need a second psychologist or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I'm like, I sit back, and it's like nights like this, like it's a rainy week. And it's nights like this, like it's a rainy week. And I'm like, okay, when I end this show, I wish I had a cuddle buddy, or I wish I could have had Bae that I could call. But then I'm like, well, bitch, when you had a Bae, you didn't like the way Bae breathed, so you would get irritated, and then you would be like, don't you want to go home? And so it's like,
you
like,
didn't want them in your
you
space.
Can't have it. You can't have it both ways. Or then it was like, okay, y'all done what y'all done, and then Bae says something stupid like, I like bananas on my peanut butter. And I'm like, bitch, but what the fuck did that have to do with the fuck what we was talking about? Don't you want to go home? And now I have a home, and I'm like, bitch, don't you want somebody in your home? And so it's like this last month of reflection has just like really, really been crazy. Whatever, if I'm a hoe, you're a hoe, and we hoes together. I hoe on Monday and you hoe on every other day. this Butch Queen, it's not Butch Queen hour already. We were just there, but I'm trying to gradually get us back. So anyway, Justin, we can pick this up at Butch Queen hour, because somebody, some smart ass Butch Queen is already saying, is this Butch Queen hour already? Where this is just, this ain't even Butch Queen hour, this is just us talking. But, so Justin, a lot has been happening and a lot has been going on. A lot has been happening, and I'm talking about, first of all, I'm just going to say I'm very proud. Not only am I proud of Nike, which I had to do my research on a lot of stuff, and I'm gagging because I really never knew that the Chuck Taylors that I own and the Converse that I buy, I never realized that they were owned by Nike. So I'm really happy about that because it's like a lot of Nike stuff that I didn't, that I'm really not, I am now, but there was like a lot of Nike stuff. Like, I'm not a Jordan person. I don't own a pair of Jordans, and I would never buy anybody a pair of Jordans. But there are Nikes that I like. There is some Nike gear that I've seen now that's like right up there next, and everybody knows that I love Puma. So there's some Nike gear that I've seen now that I'm like, okay, bitch, I think I'm going to be rocking Nike like I rock Puma. And I'm like really proud of them. I'm proud of Ford for Colin Kaepernick being your spokesperson for both of those things. So now that I'm on the market for a car, I might be getting a Ford because it is what it is. But I'm gagging at, one is a pair of Nikes that I love the fact that they came up with these Nikes that look like they've been set on fire. them things are like the dopest thing. I hope that that is a real sneaker because I want that sneaker. But I am just gagging at all the foolishness that I have been seeing on Facebook with people burning their feet with the shoes still on, people setting their houses on fire, people setting their garages on fire. It's just been crazy. And then what is going on down there where I saw something on the news where, like, somebody was excavating their home and doing stuff and found this mass grave?
Yeah, this guy that was basically, these people own this home here in Mississippi. It's in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And they were basically remodeling their home. And the home that they had was actually owned prior to that by this Ku Klux Klansman who had gone to jail for actually murdering two black men and torturing them and stuff like that. And unbeknownst to them, they grew ready to pull up their plot of land, the rest of the plot of land, to try to excavate it and stuff like that. And they found 50 more bodies of black men. So,
wow.
That's just crazy. But, you know, saying that's, you never know nowadays who, these people are crazy. Like, slap crazy.
I don't, look, you know what, when I saw that, I was like, at first, I'm like, okay, bitch, this is another one of them Facebook fake news type stories to try to upset people and get people in their feelings and all that other kind of stuff and start the Civil War. And then as I got more into it, I'm like, no, this shit is real. I mean, I don't know what I would have done if I owned land, one, if I owned land and was having work done, and I think I would just leave and just, I know how I felt like when I moved in here and I was cleaning out the basement and I had to move the washer and it was like the skeleton remains of a mouse. Bitch, I was just like, I don't want to be here. So
you know what, and that's weird because I've actually been thinking about that too because I want to move somewhere else, and I'm really skeptical about going somewhere else because, like, I've been in my spot for a little minute. I already know the vibe. I already know the spiritual energy that's in here. So I don't have to worry about that. But I'm really paranoid about going to different spaces and not knowing what the history of the place is. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Now it's just like, bitch, okay, I need fuck car facts. I need the house facts on who lives here, how long they lived here.
What happened
to them? And what they did here. But I think that, in one way, because probably, they'll probably never find out who those people were, because I know they said some parts were mutilated and things like that. So those families will probably never get the closure that they need to know that, well, this is why we never found such and such, because he was in this mass grave with all these other bodies. So that, to me,
I would want to move immediately. Like, if I was somewhere and that was going on, we would be packing my bags the next day. I couldn't do it.
On top of that, we've been talking about this at work for the last 2 days since it happened, and some of my coworkers are on one side of the fence, and I'm on the side of the fence we're getting ready to talk about the African-American man that was killed in his own home, minding his business in Texas. And I'm not one quick to jump on bandwagons and repost stuff until I actually have facts. because you know, like there's a bunch of different pictures floating around saying that this is him and this is her and this is him and this is her, and it's like 1 minute. I mean, I know that's him, but it really doesn't look like she's in the picture. But I'm just finding it. I really find it hard to believe that, because I know the inside and outside of my home. I know the inside and outside of my sister's house. I know the inside and outside of my place of employment.
Right.
So if my address is 1008 and I walk up to 1608, already I know that I'm not at the right place. And I don't want to, you're not going to tell me that this woman over, she worked 16 hours, time for me to say goodnight. No, good night, Red. Love you. Take care. Hopefully I get to see you next week. Red, I'll be up there next weekend, so hopefully I get to see you. I'll be up there Friday. Yeah, I'll be up there next weekend. I'm not going to say the exact date, but I'll be up there next weekend. But I'm not going to just – I'm not believing that this woman just
– So, wait.
Because
so
their days –
I've
worked night audit. I've worked almost 17 hours, got home, did not get no sleep, and had to go right back to work. It did not make me forget where I lived at. It did not make me forget my name. It didn't make me forget any of that. So don't,
but
you're
here's
not
the thing,
going
Jason,
to get,
Jason,
mm-hmm.
Jason, this is the part that does not make sense to me. So if it, okay, they're saying that when she approached the home, so I paid a 14-hour shift. I could possibly believe. She's a cop, but my thing is, if you've been on the force for the number of years you've been on the force, this shouldn't be an issue for you. We're just going to be completely 100% honest. That's how I feel. But we're going to move that to the side. So you're telling me the door was unlocked to the apartment. Number one, that's odd to me. Number two, to me, when I walk into my place, if I open the door and if the door was open and I open the place, that would be number one for me that something's wrong. So number two,
right,
when I walk into my place, I'm gonna be able to know from the decor how my apartment looks. Even in the dark, I know how my place looks. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're not going to tell me you walked into the apartment, a whole apartment, a whole house, or whatever the fuck it was, and you totally just forgot where the fuck you forgot, you thought you was in your place. That just don't even make sense. That don't make sense because you have to, I'm pretty sure you have to walk through the apartment to get to the bedroom. That don't even make logical sense. Like, from the standstill, like, so you walked into the apartment, you completely paid, you already on alert because when you opened the door, you knew the door was unlocked, so you knew something was wrong. So when you open the door, you come in and you don't turn the lights on, you don't say nothing, you just go, you switch into cop mode, but and you don't pay attention to none of your surroundings of where you are, bitch, fuck you. You got me fucked up. And if this bitch gets off, that's some bullshit. That's some fuck-ass bullshit. Now,
and
no,
like somebody just said on a live, his door had a big bright red doormat. So you know, bitch, that when you left, you knew when you left that morning, bitch, you didn't have no doormat. That's just like one of the
because here's
that,
the thing: if you
like
immediately. When you open the door, if you were to open the door and if you open your apartment door and you feel like, okay, well, bitch, I know I locked my door today, what the fuck is going on? You feel what I'm saying? You would have been looking around trying to see what the fuck, where you at? You know what I'm saying? That don't.
And that's like another thing that is like, I'm really going to follow this because that's like another thing that's like bothering me because it's like the story keeps changing. Well, the story's not changing because none of the neighbors are changing their story. It's that they're like, people are saying they heard her banging on the door for like 20. I'm just turning in what y'all talking about. Give me it. There were like people banging on the door. There were people saying they heard her banging on the door saying, you're going to let me in, let me in, open this door, let me in, and stuff like that. Then they say she shot him because he would not keep still in his own house. And that leads me to what I was going to say, where I was going to share a half of a story. It's like when you are in your home and you know it's your home. For instance, one of the apartments that I lived in, when I had a lover, when me and David lived together, the maintenance people, we had a dog. And the maintenance people came in the house one day, and David didn't like the dog. And David didn't like our dog. And for some reason, I got off work. One day I got off early, and I came home. And I was like, okay, the dog's name was Bailey. Really, his name was Bailey. So I'm like, I'm calling for Bailey to take Bailey out for the walk because I came home, and I couldn't find Bailey. So I'm like, okay. So then I called David because, like, David, and then David didn't answer the phone for, like, an hour. So I'm like, okay, David then lost the dog, and he don't want to tell me he lost the dog. He trying to figure whatever, whatever. This is what I'm thinking in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So when David finally calls me back, I'm like, did you take the dog? Was it take the dog to work day? And he was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, I'm home, and Bailey's not here. And he was like, well, he was there when I left. And I was like, well, did you lock the door? And he was like, no, Jason. He opened the door on his own, and he walked out. And I'm like, don't be a smart ass, because the dog is not here. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, the dog is, and this was before cell phones and FaceTime and stuff like that. So I couldn't show him. So I'm like, the dog is not here. When you get home, the dog is not here. So I'm in the bedroom, and I decide, like, I go to bed because I take a nap because I'm, like, real, real pissed off. And I take a nap. I wake up. I decide, hey, like, I got to cook. So I go in the kitchen, and I start cooking, and I cut on the garbage disposal, and all of a sudden I hear barking. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I open up the cabinet underneath the sink, and Bailey jumps out. And I'm like, okay, so you've been in there this long, and the garbage disposal is what makes you bark? And I called David back, and I tell him. So I'm like, David, either you put the dog did not just go and get in the cabinet by itself. So either you put the dog in the cabinet or somebody else put him in the cabinet. So he was like, well, Jason, who else could have put him in the cabinet? So now I'm like looking around the apartment. And I'm like, got my Agatha Christie glasses on, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, David, stuff is missing. So somebody is coming in here, and the person that's coming in here put him under the cabinet. And he was like, okay, you're making that up. So a couple of weeks go by, and my mama said, you always, if you're trying to catch somebody, you switch up your routine and you do things differently so that you catch them off guard. So one particular day, I switched up my routine, and I came home. I left out, and I came back. Well, the maintenance people came in the apartment, and I let them come in, and they didn't know I was in there yet. So I let them come in, and I hear the refrigerator door open, and I'm like, this bitch about to make a sandwich or whatever, and I come out the room, and he was like, oh, maintenance, I'm here to fumigate. And I'm like, well, how are you here to fumigate anything? And I didn't put in a request, and you are supposed to give me 24 hours notice because I have a dog. And so, yeah. So then he leaves, and I call David, and I'm like, David, I told you somebody was coming in the apartment, and I caught him. So then he going to say, well, Jessica Fletcher, why wasn't you at work? And I'm like, well, had I been at work, I wouldn't have caught the person that was coming in our house. But I say all that to say that even like this house, where I live at now, if I come in and I open up the door, my spidey sense will go off and something ain't right in my house. So, bitch, your spidey sense didn't go off. You knew you wasn't in the right house. You can't, I honestly believe, I don't know how they knew each other, if they was dating, if he she needed some kind of closure, whatever happened. But that woman killed that man, and I'm not buying she walked in the wrong apartment. I'm not buying that. You would not make me buy that for $100. You're not going to make me buy that for whatever. That woman straight up killed that man. That was murder. Somebody just said the maintenance man, wait a minute, somebody just said the maintenance man where they she used to live at went in somebody's apartment, drunk the liquor, and fell asleep.
What?
Oh, that is crazy. But wait a minute. But I got one better than that. The maintenance at another apartment that I lived at, the maintenance, I had vodka in a refrigerator. The maintenance man drunk, the maintenance people drunk the vodka and put water back in the bottle and put it in my refrigerator. And I didn't know until I had friends over and we were about to fix drinks. And they were like, oh, why does this vodka taste like water? And then come to find out it was like the maintenance people was breaking in people's apartment and was like stealing shit and drinking up people's liquor and stuff. Like now, if I was to show y'all my freezer, I have liquor, like much liquor, because I think I got a drinking problem, on my refrigerator. But some of those bottles, I can't say what I do because then people will know. But I do things to know, like, if they've been messed with or tampered with or whatever. So, yeah. But that was that with the Texas situation. That's my take, my opinion, my take on the Texas situation is that woman knew that man or that woman is because I do believe, and I don't want to say that the race war has started because then I'm going to go into that conspiracy theory where white people are buying black masks and all these black feature stuff and they're going around killing people. I don't want to become that conspiracy. I don't want to become that conspiracy. I don't want to become that person. But I do believe that some of these killings that are happening to us are intentional. So, but that's just my take on that right there.
I'm over here having a proverbial argument. I'm sorry.
And you know what? I'm thinking I'm having, yeah.
You thinking? What are you thinking about?
No, I was reading the text message, but
Let me have my 5 minute second. Hold on. I'm gonna say this.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I want to say this shit, and I'm gonna say this on the air by wife on our show.
Kelly said you have an upcoming scheduled episode called "Jesus Never Today's" at 15 minutes. What? Ignore.
What is going
what
on?
What are you talking about?
Anyway, I just wanted to say, I feel like Nicki Minaj is so pressed and bitter. I'm saying that on the air because it's on our show, and I'm saying that just loud. Even though I feel like she is right, she is vindicated in doing some of the shit that she's doing, she's coming back and she's fighting back and whatever, I feel like what she needs to be doing is going back to the studio and remixing that album and giving us a real album and stop playing in our face. And I'm not even a fan of hers like that. And I'm saying that shit and I'm keeping it a book.
I mean, I was going to talk about that because I don't watch the Queen, whatever the fuck that shit is, that shit show she has on, I don't watch that shit show.
On Queen Radio on Apple, on the Apple, what's her name?
Yeah, and in fact, because of that shit show, I think I'm going to get rid of Apple because I just think I am for that. Ignore this scheduled episode. Yeah. So, I mean, I've never been a Nicki fan. Let's just say that. I've never been a Nicki fan. There are some things that Nicki is on that I respect, like when she was on Bottoms Up and whatever else it was. those are just a few songs that she's on with other people that I like. She has a few verses or things that she said that I'm like, that I like. But I'm not a Nicki fan. I'm not a rap fan. I'm not a hip-hop fan of today's
Well, I'm
people.
A hip-hop fan.
Anyway.
I'm a hip-hop fan.
But you
fan.
Are.
I'm
but
a
I am a
yes.
old, I am a old, I am a old, old school hip-hop fan. So I'm not going this chitty-chitty, bang-bang, whatever the fuck, screaming like cartoon characters. I'm never going to get that. I'm not really a Cardi B fan. Then I respect her from loving hip-hop, and I respect her gangster because I'm real. And it's like one of those, like that Facebook test. If you could hang out with Nicki Minaj or Cardi B, who would you hang out with? I would definitely hang out with Cardi B. If you could hang out with Rihanna or Beyonce, I'm hanging out with Rihanna. If you could hang out with Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey, I'm hanging out with Janet Jackson. It's just that if you can hang out with Patti LaBelle or Gladys Knight, I'm hanging out with Gladys Knight. That's just me. So, that's just me. So,
you act like I wouldn't have respect, but you act like I wouldn't have that respect or love for those artists too. Because I love all genres of music, but like hip hop is a major one because I always, it's like, since I was little, that's what I listened to. But my issue is with just the way it's coming off and the attacks, and it's too much. And I have to agree with some of what Remy Ma said on the Revolt telecast that they had with the new Joe Budden show that they have. And she was just saying nobody is really concerned until somebody really gets hurt in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have bitches making whole podcasts and just blasting a bitch, and you already saw what Cardi B was giving, and it's giving gang-related type shit. And when somebody really gets hurt, then everybody's going to be in mourning, people are going to be crying, and it doesn't need to be like that. And I think that, to me, as Nicki being the person that she is in the game, she should be trying to outreach to the hip hop community with the girls that are coming out because there are so few of them. And I understand that she wants to be put ahead of everybody, but to me, if you supposed to be a queen, you supposed to be extending those olive branches and bringing them girls up so they can be up the right way. You know what I'm saying? You don't try to destroy somebody's career. That's some get you in the street type
but
shit.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but let's be very clear right now.
Mm-hmm.
When Nicki Minaj came out, there really at the time that she came out until maybe 2-3 years ago, there were underground rap, and I don't follow underground rap. Sorry, it's not my thing. I've got other things to do in my life. So if there were other female MCs, like they say there was this, and I'm from Baltimore, they say there's some girl, Charlie Baltimore, and I've heard some of her underground tracks and stuff like that. She never made it mainstream or whatever. So there were female rappers, but they never made it to where Nicki Minaj
they
made it.
They never had Lil' Kim success because of that formula.
Right, and let's be very clear. She crowns herself queen. Nobody else crowns her queen, and it's easy to say I'm queen when there was no competition for you. So there, it's easy to say that you queen. That's like us saying for 7 years we were and we are the number one radio show listened to on a Tuesday night, which we were, and the only reason that there was because, there were other shows that may have been on maybe for a week or two. They lasted, bless them, but we were what we were. Now there are other shows on Tuesday night, so for us to say we are the number one show on a Tuesday night, it would be far-fetched, and I'm not going to claim myself as king of Tuesday night because there are other shows and the people that listen to those other shows might not listen to this show. We actually have two callers. Kelly, we actually have two calls. The first caller is 202-487, 202-487. You're on the air.
Come through, caller.
Hey, y'all. I have two statements. The first statement is about the lady, the officer that killed the guy. So from what I understand is that they used to be a couple or something like that, and they said the neighbors were saying that she had some type of mental illness, something was off with her, so she had a tick. So when it all boils down to, it's going to come out that she was actually with the guy, but I don't know how that's going to play out. But she was actually, some history. Yeah, they had some history. The other thing is with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. I feel like I love Cardi B. Only reason why I love Cardi B is because she's more relatable and she's more believable. I liked how Remy Ma did say, you know, what she said. And it's very true. I think that I felt bad for Cardi B because, of course, she's going to be the one looking the craziest because, you know, her personality, you know, and what it gives. It gives that hood, you know, most people say ghetto. But at the end of the day, though, she was elbowed by a security guard. Now, she could have not only been elbowed, but she could have had more than a concussion. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm quite sure that not gave her a concussion. So I'm just like, nobody is looking at that. They're just looking at the fact that Nicki Minaj is the queen. They can't nobody get around her. It was so stupid. And then for her to make that statement, she knew exactly what she was doing. She knew that that would bait her in and would cause her to spaz out because she's really about that life. But when you're making hood music and quote-unquote hip-hop music, you know, you're supposed to be able to, you know, like, back, you know, if anything, you should have been like, okay, she want to fight. Watch out. Make sure nobody else jump in and let's get it. But didn't you say how they were looking at
me? I mean, in my whole thing, like I said last night, she went after Taylor Swift, white girl.
Absolutely.
She went after Miley Ray Cyrus, white girl. She went after it was a couple other people that she went after that were like soft. So she was like, she knew that these people, well, first of all, we already knew Taylor Swift wasn't going to do nothing. She didn't do nothing to Kanye West. So we already knew that that wasn't going to really go anywhere.
Here's the thing. Since she's come in the game, that's all she's done. And Carla, here's to my point. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think if that was Remy Ma and they was at the New York Fashion Week and Cardi had popped off like that, do you think Remy Ma would have stood in the corner?
No, not at all. But this is
like
thing
a bird.
Too,
she stood in the corner like a bird.
Yes. And what we also have to realize, too, is Cardi is much younger. So, like, of course, you know, you should be a little bit more mature, have a little bit more coof. But as Cardi stated, she was basically saying, like, you're trying to stop my bag. Who else said the same thing? Remy Ma. So, and then I look back, too, as Jason was basically saying, like, you know, the Charlie Baltimore's and the Nivea's and all of them. And remember, Little Kim was the queen at that time. So you didn't really hear about those other rappers. So the new emerging persons, they were like, they never got really a lot of airplay. And so Nicki Minaj made a statement how she was only reason why she is who she is today is because of Sympathy and Payola, which is that she would pay these DJs to play her music. But that's really a hustle. Like, who doesn't do that? Like, but I'm just saying, like, now I feel like Nicki Minaj, she's not going to bow out gracefully. And I think that it just goes to show you the politics.
But here's the thing, she don't have to. But do you think she really has to bow out? Here's the thing. My thing is at the end of the day, Nicki is, the lyrics are ridiculous. There's no way that you can count her out. But my thing is, it's just that personality, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, but even with her personality, she could be like, you know, like there's a whole lot of Marvel characters. Everybody has their own thing. But the thing is with Nicki is she doesn't play fair in the sandbox with everybody. And I think that that's what's going to be her demise because you're making people, you're causing enemies. And like now you with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine is, he's a troll trying to, you know, cause these fake. And I think that's where Remy was coming at too, because he's like all in Chicago talking about
or
whatever. It's foolishness. And at the end of the day, like, even Charlamagne, the God, he was on a Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne is more like a goat mouth. Like, whatever he says, sometimes it comes to pass. And he was basically telling Tekashi, like, you was around here, you know, living reckless, and if you don't change, you're going to be dead, you know, because they're bringing this attention. And I'm like, who is behind these people pushing them? I don't think there's really too many people pushing
Nikki.
Well,
you know, if you really to me, and this is just how I look at it and how I've been looking at some of the game and stuff, what's been going on, it's really what has happened is to legitimize their money. A lot of these drug dealers and the gang members have invested their money into the music industry to create their own artists to push them.
Mm-hmm.
And a majority of those artists are like puppets. As far as talent, it's some there. You know what I'm saying? Because you end up having to be talented, because if you're going to be successful in it and make the money, recoup their money, you know, because let's talk about the fact that Tekashi 6ix9ine, they kidnapped him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, on some real
I feel that, you know, I don't know where this is going to go, but everything is so superficial now. You know, that's why I think the internet is people rather